I just wanted to give a little background, sort of lemaitza, after doing all the different sugyas, we finished the Yavishkeits, and now we've seen almost all the other related sugyas. So to bring out jalapen, which is something we sort of mentioned in the Maror Makrinus in the passing a number of times in the past, and also a little lemaitza on orakeva, on renet bismanazeh. Just we'll start with the renet bismanazeh, actually. Is the I hope everyone saw the Chumash Sefer inside. I tried to encourage everyone to see it inside. But some Sefer gave a very detailed description of cheese production in his days. Good, whatever it is now, 150 years ago. Things have changed a little bit since some Sefer's days. Main difference, it all depends. There's two different ways of making. The truth is, let's go. Today, the vast majority of renet that's used is artificial. It's not from Arakeva B'chla, in which case there's no Shaira Allah. From those who do make renet bismanazeh from Arakeva, there's two ways. Either they do it similar to what the Chassam Sofer said, meaning that they dry out the Arakeva for 3 months, then they soak it in salt water for a while, then they add a very strong acid to separate out the residue of the meat, the arakeva, from the enzyme of the rennet, which is what they really want. And then they put something else in to neutralize the acid. So it was nifsal yachlis kalv l'gamu l'maisim, they put in the acid, and then shortly after, they neutralize the acid. Otherwise, it's pretty similar to the Chassam Sofer's case. The more modern way of doing it, and I had a whole email conversation back and forth with Keith. Keith Turner in New Zealand is the director of technical director of a rennet factory in New Zealand, and he was willing to tell me pretty much all the details of how they make it, almost all. So today what they do is they get what his place does is they get the arakevas frozen. They're fresh and frozen. They're not dried out at all. And then fine, so that's the main method. And then they also do something similar is that they, let's see, what was it? They put them into the water in a strong acid for a number of hours. Then they filter out the water to remove any impurities other than the rennet. And they put a very, very strong acid. It gets down to a pH of 2, which for those who remember the chemistry. Pure hydrochloric acid is a pH of 3, so that's considerably stronger even than pure hydrochloric acid. And then they use an electric current, an ionization, to separate out the enzyme. That's how they do it. In any event, both methods of manufacturing, they're ending up generally with a liquid rennet. But then, I've seen pictures, they have, the Mashgiach pouring in a bucket of rennet. So usually it's liquid. However, at least this place in New Zealand, for sure, I think other places also, they do also dry the rennet, and they'll sell it as a powder or as tablets, if you want. But generally, it's kept as a liquid. Yeah. Right. It's always manufactured as a liquid. Sometimes the liquid is the original. When it's a liquid, it's not shot, they mix powder with liquid to reconstitute it. The liquid, if it's a liquid, it was always a liquid. If you get the powder, so then they put it through, I guess, by a spray dryer and powder it. So the main way is, let's say in the more modern method, mitzad echad is, so actually it's the sugiyah that we had, and we saw this since we brought a number of different nekudas. What you're basically, from the new mahalach, is you're losing the mile of the Yavishkeit, which the maisa was one of the main heterim since I've heard. However, is you're gaining because of the amount of acid they're adding in the lechera, it's nifsamechil's kelp, which the lechera accomplishes more or less the same thing as being a siyavish keitz. Or more, yeah. So technically speaking, lemaisa, practically lechera shouldn't be so much of a difference. And,
it's cooked.
It's cooked. It's cooked. It's one of the questions I had even is that the Sinsefer was worried, he didn't want it to be covered. Let's go through summarize. I serve as the Sinsefer, but we'll go through. I have anywhere here written out all the Nikudas. I have a Kabura said that, because I read up them, so it's pretty cool. So we had, Fine. So Maisa is that the Rambam said we shouldn't. You're not supposed to use Or HaKeilu even from a Ksheira L'chatchila to make your cheese. Why not? L'chayr is always Shishin connected to Or HaKeilu. So L'chayr, part of the reason is because it's Eim HaLachim. Eim HaLachim is L'chatchila. And the Mura from them, L'chayr, not like Pashtus. Pashtus, it should be Mura, and that's what Rabbi Kivig is going to answer. Being Mavatl, Bosser into Cholov is a problem of Eim HaLachim, Issa L'chatchila. The government right now, it's Hatta Behatta. Rabbi Kiveger understood passion. No, had to be happened. There's no Yisrael Malachlan. How did he get out of them? What's the problem with our keva? As he said, the milk goes into the keva, becomes Yisrael, and then that milk goes back into the other milk, and that's the Eim Malachlan. The Eim Malachlan is the milk shenesar into the milk that was had. Even though it's a shtickle of grom, it's not mamash your direct pool, but that's how you sold. That's called Eim Malachlan. That's called your pool Eim Malachlan. The Maisa, what occurred to me is, in a way, it's going to be a matter. So according to Kivega, there's no problem with Mavakon Hatter Behatter unless it's Arakeva, which would mean then that if what I'm adding to my cheese, am I adding to my milk when I want to make cheese, is not the Arakeva itself. I'm not throwing in a piece of meat, but rather I'm adding the liquid rennet. Either like the Sinzerkis case or like the modern method, but if you're adding the liquid rennet, then the Rabbi Kivega's problem doesn't exist anymore because there's no chalav becoming balua in the basar. So mamela is according to Bikivegar, there should be no aim of that, no problem with aim of that from this luchatchila here at all with the modern method of rennet, that they're pouring a liquid rennet into the milk. So since he seems to understand, which is to me was a big chiddush, is that Bikivegar seems to say, and I saw other achrayim also speak it out pretty mufurish. Who else was it? I think Chatzkar Rotnay Tshuva spoke it out. They want to say that it was the Rashba we had in Sadi Tess, who says that by Kalim, we're going to darken the Shtamash, there's no problem with Eim HaVatlan Yisrael, L'chatchil on a Klisha, darken the Shtamash for Shefa, since it's Batua if you're always going to have Shishim, but be who had them by Mamoshes? So Moshe read it, or Kalim, which is something you're always going to have more than Shishim connected, and the Tzias is that you usually have 5,000 or 6,000 times, 1,000 times as much milk as you have rennet. So there's no problem with Eim HaLachim, because it's a Dr. Tanish B'Shefa. Because the whole, what? And he speaks it out. He'd say, I don't know if it's totally in his other Shita, but he did mention such a thing, where it was this pretty mashma. And the Chasver speaks out before Eim HaLachim.
Yeah, he says, throw the Yovish or Keva straight into your milk.
What?
But the Kivegu comes out, you can throw the or Keva, yeah, the Yovish Keva, straight into your milk, if you've got the Hashisha.
But you're right, but he didn't, in the end, in that case he said, but I don't, it's not going to be the gear when he wanted to time that there's no Isser in Mavatlan on Hatter Behatter, because there is going to be Isser Behat, you are going to be Mavatlan Isser. Because the milk that, or at least the milk that goes into the cave, but you don't have, it's not Hatter. You don't have the Kuli, the Rabbi Kivega wanted to say Isser. Isser, that's where it's Sadi Tess to be Isser. But you say that the Isser Eim Mavatlan Isser L'chatchila is only to get Isser. There's no Isser Eim Mavatlan Hatter L'chatchila. On that, the Rabbi Kivega said, well, Maisa, the way they made cheese in his days, and in the Chassam Zayba's days, isn't going to be Negev. If you're throwing a piece of Arakeva into the cheese, into the milk, it's not Negev that he holds it. There's no problem with Eim Mavatlan Hatter Behatter. Because it's going to be the Maisa, you're being Mavatlan Isser Behatter. You're right, it's matter. I'm saying this svar of Mavatlan Hatter, of Mavatlan Hatter, that's not Lamaisa, that's not Legea Lamaisa in his Metzias. In our Metzias, the Luchar, it should be. The truth is, though, that svar of Rabbi Kivega's Luchar is Luchar Mughal, most places we don't hold of it. Lamashal is Tzemach Tzedek, what?
It's not the Luchar.
No, the svar itself, he held it.
He says, you can do it, his Chata says it's also.
That's all right here. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, the also bends in. The Maisa Muchach, not like that Svar, besides the himself, maybe Lamas Skonra. It's not clearly over Maisa, the Svar. The Svar he held.
The
Svar he held.
That's all right.
And Lamaisa also Muchach wrote that way, is the Tzemach Tzedek who talks about putting milk in the wine. He's saying, he says it's a problem in Malachim Isur Lechatchila. Hagam that you don't have the Tetzah after. The Teres Chatzis, which is what the Kireg was bringing his Mechaiser from. And also the Gilead Marshal, they brought the same test by putting the milk into the water. Now also you're adding milk to water and then putting the water in between. Well, is Lechar Mucha, there is a problem in Malachim Isur Lechatchila. Fine.
By Pesach, too, we should
work
a whole bunch of
shittas
about being without
it
before Pesach,
or
it's still
happening. It's still not clear though before Pesach. It's called
Hatzah.
It's called this. A lot of things we do call it this.
Wow.
Even before Pesach.
Huh? It's Shem Chometz even during the year before Pesach.
Yeah, if you do a Gola before Pesach, for example, if you want to cash or something, you still look at it as a Yisur Gola, not a Teira Gola.
Oh, for what?
What?
Places says there that it's
heaven. I said, Allah, how much passes there is the risk?
Because basically, that's like similar to what the Tzimat said. We call it Israel, Shem Asim.
I'm saying the Kivag didn't hold for that. I don't remember, I don't think the Kivag would be chaluk or batayzim. I don't see that he would make or batayzim.
No,
I don't see that he would do that. I would hire you. Might have called
Israel.
Because this chef is a chef of chametz. Gab is right now, not also now, but it's a chef of chametz. Chametz with Gab is this, as it's is. Whereas Boss is a chef of hatter. Chol is a chef of hatter. There's no shame Isser on it now. The chametz is a shame of chametz on it. Gab is right today, chametz is more.
It's a chametz, it's a chametz.
Fine, so that was. Oh, so off the aim of Atlin. At first I thought that maybe at least in the Hatcher, if it's a Goyish company. If it's a Goyish company, and the Goy is the one putting in the remnant. So he's being Ravata the Issa, assuming he's also selling it to Goy. He's not Davka doing it for you. Or you'll get into the Machlaikas, he makes it to sell for the Tzibur Rechav. So you have Machlaikas, the Rivosh and the, who was it? The Rivosh and the Marshal, whether that's called the Yuz Mavatla for you, Bidiyah. So could be you have an Eitz with the Goyish effect, but Lamaisa. What?
Advice
is not to buy it.
Well, they're making kosher cheese.
Yeah, the factories that are making kosher cheese, mecha tastes, they're owned by Yidu. Business, they want to make money.
They're not looking for the Yidu.
They're not for everyone who's going to buy it. I mean, there's a lot of going to buy kosher also.
Yeah.
I mean, that's for cheese, but they're going to buy kosher. I didn't.
Meat.
Perhaps processed foods, for sure.
But really, people buying kosher cheese are
not eating? I don't know what we're going. But I'm saying B'chol HaFin is not going to be an Eitz. In any event, it's not going to be an Eitz. Because of Dinei Gvinas Akum, there's a Machlekes Ramon Shach. What is it? Besides the Issur of B'chol HaFin, there's another Issur of Gvinas Akum. For Gvinas Akum, the Ramon holds it's enough that a Yid should watch the rennet be added to the milk. But the Shach holds that the Yid has to B'chol add the rennet to the milk. And Lamaise is... Bezus Hashem, a year from now, we'll see the sugyas. Oh, but lemaisa is that any mahadin hechsher, all the mahadin hechsherim are machmir for the shach, and they require the mashgiach to add the remnant itself. So it's not going to be negeya b'chlal to get into the nekuda of whether you can say there's no problem of a mavatim because it's a goy, because lemaisa the person being mavatim is going to be the yid. That's not going to help. So it's not worth spending our time going into whether it's going to be called he's doing it for a yid or he's doing it for the other guy or whatever, because it's not the gift going to be yid ask. That's Gvinus. Because of Gvinus, even if the factory is owned by a guy, it's going to be a yid who's doing the mice a bit. The yid's going to be the one adding the rabbit to the monk.
You said
that
any sheet, there are a bunch of sheet that also say that before they sent the land of being the so called
climber
by
Bessar
Bahalo. If there are those
who say that. Yeah, again, I'm pointing. Bikimeg himself admitted that this clearly operating church has who don't learn like him.
I'm saying that it'll be Mako. The Mekilim, by the Mekavatl, comments before Bessar.
Okay.
Bessar Bahalo also should be
Mako. Okay. Exactly. Not like, that's what I said. There's a lot of our friends who are not like the Bikinei.
No, like Rabbi Akiva. Like you're saying, when you mean Rabbi Akiva, you're saying to be made.
Yeah.
So I'm saying the Mikilim by Pesach.
Obviously, it's not. So that's first the kudos. The first the kud that we said was of imanat. Lamaisa by gelatin also. Your lucharis, it depends, the truth is, but most places with it, gelatin is the mindment. Most most things that have gelatin, and the gelatin is only a mindment. It's not, there's going to be shishim connected to gelatin. So the issue is only going to be imanat. So lucharis at first needn should be negay of gelatin also. Lucharis also, they bring down the gelatin, pure gelatin. Well, that's actually. The place them all bring down, all the sparim bring down, the pure gelatin was tasteless. So what it is, they say, even if we're going to say we're not saying machanti was kfeil, whatever it is, but something that every expert, everyone in the world knows, is dar pasha kwa'i, the gelatin that has no tam at all, there it's pasha, we're going to say that there's no mesinus tam, that's going to be bad symbolical, if not for the
problem.
What?
It's only
problem be maimit. So if it's the mosha from a ksheira, it won't be a problem. A bos v'chav won't be a problem.
You can't taste it, so then you should need shishim.
What? There's a diminishing enemy that's without the same as town. It's kiyu if I have two Yiddish kfeilas, to stay eight Yiddish kfeilas to tell me that, what was the whole problem usually, the machlekes were even saying on a kfeilu Yisrael, because maybe eight of them became a time. But on here, there's no chashash in the Bikin the time of, because all the Bikin tell me that there isn't time. So why should I be chashash? That maybe there was time and he didn't notice, or whatever, he tells me there's no time. Well, Maisa.
It's
only
chashash to say that you don't say about food,
but I remember saying about food, not
that.
Are
you saying we don't
see
a
stamp?
There is no.
Shishim also doesn't notice
a stamp. Well, Maisa, though, who else saw the OU thing? He's right? If you notice, they claim, the OU claims, that not only that it's not true that gelatin is completely tasteless, not only that, but they gave gelatin broth to different goyish kfeilus to taste, and they were able to tell whether it was chicken gelatin, beef gelatin, or pig gelatin. Right?
Fish.
They got four things.
Right? Fish and beef and is chicken was one of them?
Yeah, pig is. Yeah. I think it was four things.
Yeah.
So they said, they kind of did they can tell them. Yeah,
so
that's
it.
Still
a
that
you said that you heard that
it doesn't have time. He doesn't say that, okay, but the other point is that the Minchas Yitzchak and Achiezer and the Emek Allah, they all lie. All the Bikim say that their Vada doesn't have any time at all. No. Actually. Yeah. You have to say it. Fine, so next Nakuda was. Well, that's actually. So there's a lot of parallel between them, but this we were going in the Arak cable. With gelatin, let's just start out. How do they make gelatin? Gelatin, what they do is they take either the bones or the skins or both, and they extract this collagen, the gelatin. It's a protein, basically the protein that's inside the bones and the skin. And they, again, what's similar to the way they extract the rennet today, is that they soak it in a very strong acid for a while till it draws out this enzyme, this protein. And then they filter it off and they cancel out the acid. And then they have a powder. The gelatin is always powdered. It's not used as a liquid. And or unless it's chowder, in which case it's not much powdered. Not in the Siyabish case. But generally speaking, it's in the Siyabish case. So it's a very similar process. The Chassam Sefer, once one of his name of Tehran was he said that tzir basar is not deraisa. The only tzir dogam is deraisa, tzir basar is not deraisa. Which part is this? The tzir dogam is deraisa.
Even tzir dogam is deraisa, it's not deraisa. Even though basar tzimeya, tzir is deraisa, but a kosher basar, the tzir of a kosher animal is not, but not the tzir of basar deraisa.
Can the basar hold? To make possible calls.
Wasn't the chal that made
seer a kosher animal is not an animal.
It wasn't the chal that made. Only those who learn from a tomato, then you learn seer. And this is, since it's not from a tomato, so you can't learn seer.
Right, but the problem is also that the seer is even awesome. Right, so you pay out by dogging. So the Ramah said that tzir dogim tmeim, the yotzei ayidei melicha is drabah. And we don't say tamkeka. And the Shah said, but if they be merushalim, so then I would say tamkeka and the water would be aser al tamkeka deraisa. And the Shah also says the kavosh kumavosha. That's also tamkeka deraisa. So something that says Bob squeezing out the mitz, that is going to be like Malicha, which is only Drabbanim by dog, at least by dog. Yeah? Right, by dog, who are the Mukhari by Ba? He's saying Boss is the same as dog.
He's
from Kshira. So, Maisi, what are they to today? Oh, so that's why the Samsaifa said you shouldn't soak it 24 hours because then you have Kavosh Kumavosh and you have a problem with Deraisa. Because you only soaked it for a short time and squeezed out the mitz, so it's only a drop off. And then he's spot on the house of trade drop offs. So Lamaisis today, first of all, is. Oh, but let's go. First of all, the Samsaifa was not with Kliyama. Kunagodim holds the even Ayide Malichas Deraisa. And not only that, but he also Moser Kosher is going to be Fleshik Deraisa. Ayideh Malicha. And the Prima Godin Paskin's Zekos like the Prima Godin. Who did I say? Shevet Levi Paskin's like Prima Godin. Igris Moshe Paskin's like the Shacham of Chassam Sefer. But as the Chassam Sefer spoke out, that even according to him, if you're going to leave it 24 hours, you'll have a problem with the Deraisa. Muharra today, that they're adding a lot of salt and acid into the water that they soak the, whether it's the bones and skins in or the arakeva in, I think it's yitachon ma'oid that you're going to have a problem, oh, you'll have a din like kavosh patsir. And then it could be the lukulei alma, you'll have kavosh kumavosh, it will be a shad of a deraisa, if you will kavosh patsir as deraisa. But Muharra should be much more chama, because they're not just using regular water like the Chassam Sefer, but they're using water that's so acidic and so salty, it's a tachmal that didn't kavosh betzir. And then you, even if it's less than 24 hours, it'll be kavosh kumavosh. So l'chayra, it's a tachmal that tzir for the Chassam Sefer, we're losing this marazah. And b'frat, that you have k'negi of the Chassam Sefer, you have the prima godim in Shevet Levi, the Maisu passed them even less than 24 hours, and even if you don't have kavosh, it's still a problem with the Maisu. Because you're going to be the Chassam Sefer said that squeezing out the juice is like Malicha. Vivai did the Prima Godin say Malicha is deraisa, the Tzir Ayetzai de Malicha is deraisa. Luchari is going to agree to the Chassam Sefer that what you squeeze out is equivalent to what came out of Malicha, and that's also going to be deraisa. So the main one is, there's a skill of sex ekel chomer here to say that it's going to be a chashash of a deraisa. Either because he's talking as a din of kavosh, if it doesn't have a din kavosh, it only is a demoliach, but I have the prima godin in the udime, Sheikh Levi says, the ikar lof like the prima godin, who says that even without a din kavosh, it's also deraisa.
He's saying that instead of
having
some leech, the tzir comes out of the behemoth, is a din of behemoth, that's what he's saying?
You think that?
Even if it's kavosh, though, as long as there, some cipher would still not be able to squeeze out.
Why?
Because when you squeeze out, it wasn't coming out of the kisha, that's coming out of the squeezing.
That's
like taking a piece of cooked meat and squeezing it. That's
how paper, that's it. Well, I mean, what's the case? If I soak the piece of meat in the water for 24 hours, and then I reach in, grab the piece of meat, give it a squeeze, and take it out, how do you know how much of the time that water is in the kavush and how much is in the extra, came out extra when I squeezed it? Saying, well, nice kavush from the Vorshul tells me that this water was maflit tam from the meat.
Right, so that was in the water, is when it came out like the tam, it's tam.
Right.
Let's say I'm going to take that piece of meat and do the licha, or I would squeeze it, whatever's coming out now.
You're right. That's true. If I soaked it in one pot for 24 hours, and I took it out and held it over an empty pot and squeezed it over there.
But that's what happened with it now.
No?
You took the thing out of the thing, and you squeezed it into the to make cheese.
If that was a Chassam-Sever's case, then why? What was this problem of leaving it in for 24 hours?
Because it's kavush from a bushel. Now that tzir is going to be the right. After you cook that piece of
meat. But it's not the tzir.
That's yobish,
yeah.
And you soaked it now for 24 hours.
Okay.
Now there was a process of kavush kimavushal.
So where's kavush?
Now the tzir that will come out of it after that process will become kikim adreis.
No, tzir that comes out of the kavush means the tzir that's drawn out by the klisha.
What? Or the kavush that cooked it? This piece of meat, is that kavush kimavushal?
It's kavush kimavushal. What does that mean, kavush kimavushal?
I'm not sure exactly how it works, but he said that after kavush kimavushal process, that tzir is not the rebutter anymore.
Right, so they came out ayin day the krisha, meaning the
water.
This case
is squeezing it out. His case is that you took this orkeva after you did kavush on it.
His case was you didn't soak. He said we don't soak it 24 hours.
Soak
it for 6 hours and then squeeze it.
And then take it out and squeeze it into your bucket and milk and throw it into the garbage.
So if you're doing that, so he said would be water.
That would be water. If you didn't soak it for 24 hours, but if you soaked it for 24 hours.
If I soaked it 24 hours and took it and squeezed it over something else, so the mitzvah that's coming out when I squeeze it has nothing to do with the fact that it was soaked for 24 hours before.
I think he says that doubt that you would lose the cool of the seer to rebond.
He's coming using the water to soak it. Otherwise, what's the mile of being? What's the psar, whatever you want to call it? What's the off to of being kavush?
Well, so you took a piece of meat, you didn't do kavush, you cooked it. You really cooked a piece of meat, and then you took that piece of meat and took it out and you squeezed it. What came out of it? Is it going to be the tzir d'rabanan or the raisa?
A
b'nai. Cool. I think he says the raisa.
You're going to make the raisa. Now, all the lafuch is.
Says the raisa. I don't know what's missed there.
It's lafuch is that there was a in this town.
But he's talking about the water you cooked it in. He's saying if I cook meat in water and give time into the water, that's time kicker the rice.
So why can't you soak?
What's the time of shot? Why do you say if you soak 24 hours? So then it's a problem. Who cares? Let him soak 24 hours. And then whatever he squeezes out afterwards is not a time kicker. That's like a
seal. No? So I guess because if you soak it 24 hours, you use that water you soaked it in also.
Oh, you also use the water you soaked.
Yeah, you use the water soaked in. That's going to be full of the enzyme. Why should you pour that down the drink? You soaked it 24 hours. What did it do? By soaking 24 hours, it was maflit the enzymes from the archaeve into the water. So all that, the lungs of the water is now full of enzymes. But that's what you need. Why waste it? That would certainly be a practical thing to do. If it fits well in his words, I can't think 100%, but certainly that would be the. Fine, so Lamaisa is. So I think L'chari, the Bizman is that you should use that kula. Then there was the Nakuda, the Rabbi Kinegi wanted to be saying more on the Yavish Ka'ates. That it becomes Nifsal and it's going to be talking to Surai. And that L'chari don't need to, as I mentioned before, in the RKV you don't have that today, B'chal. Mitzias is you're not. And as we spoke in the previous year, the L'maisa freezing something is not the same as the Siamish Kates. Klo'a L'maisa, I think. So, by the gelatin, the L'chari would still be Negea. Because the gelatin, to the best of my knowledge, I didn't recently check into it, but I think that today they still would dry out the iris and that summers before using them. The truth is, I can't think, it could be today, the same way that they don't dry out the arachae, but why should they have to dry out the skins? If they're anyway using these powerful acids to remove any meat residue that's there, and to separate out the enzymes, make the gelatin to make sure it's 100% pure, I don't know if they need to wait till it's in Siavish cakes. I don't know. But assuming that they do, which is certainly what all the Sfarim talk about, so then, L'chari, you should
have it.
What?
Marashat and acids.
Acid what?
You say, all they dry it. Well, they don't dry it, but they use acids to remove it.
Right, so the question is the same. According to, you know, I mean, again, L'chaira, according to basically almost everybody, no, I shouldn't say that. According to the Prima Gadol, I don't know if it's more. Because we spoke in the previous year, one says it's a machlekes nisyamish ke'etz. What does nisyamish ke'etz do? The Prima Gadol holds the Dover's oimed bi'isroi, just that it doesn't have time anymore, so it can't ask for something else. But you can't eat it anymore. The Negev Yehuda, the Imei hold that it's Paki Surah from the Chafetz itself. So according to the Negev Yehuda, Nisyabish Ketz does the exact same thing as being Nisul Mechil's Caliph, Luchaya. And there's no way that we can combine the sugyas of the acid and the Nisyabish Ketz, and then there's basically no difference between them. According to the Prima Gadol, that's not true. If you have a situation where something is Mamish Nisul Mechil's Caliph, so then Luchari's might, well, I don't know if he's going to say it's a Paki Surah or not. Luchari should be. Luchari, we know that this is. He's just saying, Nisyabish Ketz is not Paki Surah. Nisyabish Ketz is a temporary situation where right now it's not giving off time, but about it still has time. If you ruin it now, it doesn't have a time, or it doesn't have an edible time anymore. Because it was hidden. Let's take the simpler case, where it's Nisrach V'Hiddish, and now it doesn't have an edible time anymore, Be'etzim. So the Muslims say, would be minded that the Chafetz is a Chafetz of Hatzer. According to Prima Gadol, the Siyabish Ke'etz, there's nothing wrong with the Chafetz itself. It's just now the Chafetz doesn't have a kayak to give off time, because since it dried up, it can't be mafet. Mafet, always something's mafet time. It's mafet time because it's mafet lachluchas. If it doesn't have any lachluchas because it's bone dry, so then it has no method of giving off the time.
Why is Nifsel going worse?
Nifsel Me'achilas Kel, let's take the simple case of Nisrach Behidish, if Mamash rotted. So now, whatever time is left in here is a rotten time.
Now,
there's no time in the veil in this vasa anymore. There's time mold.
That's worse than no time?
You say worse. It's more calm.
Why is it more calm? It's like no time in...
You can't provide.
Because other cases didn't have no time. In the Siyamish case, it didn't have... Right now it doesn't have time. But the time is... There is time there, just it's trapped in there. So it's not near good for the time. It's still different than powdered milk and then frozen meat, which the time is perfectly there, it's just that you can't bite it to eat. What? Yeah, which case? You know, the Siyamish Ke'etz, according to Prima Gadol, the Chafetz didn't become
awesome.
Yeah, the Siyamish Ke'etz, the Chafetz became awesome. The Siyamish Ke'etz, the Chafetz didn't become awesome, but the time is just can't come out. By frozen and powdered milk, there's no reason the time can't come out. The time is perfectly fine.
And Chuka from Rebbe Yasher, he says over there that he says better masses the Yavish Gage, it seems like it's going to be willing to be made. It's just that maybe there's pieces of fresh basar.
Right.
So, anyways, they're going to get.
I don't know.
Well, that's because the Fordham are going with or Aksamos. So if it's basar or Lord, they're not going to. Even Rebbe Yasher had to come out to the fact that it's or. If it was basar,
the fact that it got right. And all those treatments to it. Or was it enough? Yosha's for a different reason, even interesting in the Mahalach thing, Sulkar students. He wanted. What? Yeah, that was a short piece. But he wanted the taina there, the magnesium stearate that they're talking about. That was his case, the magnesium stearate. Is we want to say it's not. It was never. It's not Pshat. It was Nivash that it became Nifsel Me'achila. Pshat is what do they do there? They take Shuman and they separate it into the different chemicals that make up Shuman. And one of those chemicals, which isn't edible, they use. They mix with magnesium to make the vitamin magnesium stearate. Magnesium stearate. So he's saying that it could be. It's not Pshat. It was Nivash. Pshat is that Shuman is edible only when all the ingredients are mixed together. When you separate each ingredient by itself, but I didn't ruin something. I separated it to a piece that's not edible by itself.
So that piece is not edible.
But that, just it's not, it doesn't become mutter because it's not edible. It has to become mutter because it was nifna. It has to be nifsal. It has to be got ruined in order to be kapli surah. Here it's not ruined. It's just it's not yet edible. Which is really answers. There's no more. But on the, one of the main nekudos of machmirim by Jal was they wanted to taina, not so many people, but they wanted to taina this musig of tahalich. Even though, what's the end? The biggest path, well, it's the bottom line, the biggest path of Bisman is there on the Ora Kevo and on the gelatin and on a lot of manufactured products is that they use huge amounts of acids in processing all these derivatives, all these things that are derived, let's say, from the Vedas. So all the Somechils, almost everything's the Somechils called at some point in the processing. So Reb Moshe writes that Ulai, that since it's a part of the Kavan is to it's all on a. It's just one step in the process of making even a better food. It's not. It's not pakami menu teres oichol, and it's not going to be pakami yisur. So first of all, Shmuel Moshe only said this in Ulai. What?
It's like playing your musafish.
So number one is Shmuel Moshe only said this in Ulai. Number two is playing your musafish biyachol is not really such a good din. Because the certain part of the Sefer Biach there was talking about with the chametz and the grease and when they're cold and when they're hot, it's talking about when one food's giving into another food, a tam pogum or tam l'shvach. It's not talking about when the food itself was nifgam.
And not nifsalich.
And number three is why it's not chayim the gaze because here it's nifsalich is kerabul chayim. And there, Matt was only, Ramosh himself only talking about nifsalich is otm. He didn't talk about nifsalich is kerab. So that's even Ramosh himself. And then the truth is that Reb Moshe said, Reb Moshe didn't say that the Hainu Pogum will say for the Yashbiach. Reb Moshe said that Ulai it's Ke'ein Mashakosu that Pogum will say for Yashbiach. He was only saying it as an Ulai it's Ke'ein Pogum will say for Yashbiach. And even then he was only saying when Yisrael Mechil is Odin, not Yisrael Mechil is Kalif.
Because that's Asher. He says, if Moshe has a family down from
yeah.
So then why is
Holland
Sefer
Shbiach?
Why is it also?
Yeah, the Chavetz doesn't hold like Reb Moshe. Clearly doesn't hold like it. Neither do... Who also doesn't hold that way? Look, all those who... The Nachas Tzvi, for example, clearly doesn't hold that way. When he's talking, he's matter the bugs, the red dye from the bugs. All those... First, sorry. Also, they want to bring a raya. I figure who was it with? I think the Chizitzchok maybe, or the Tzian. They want to bring from kamach. Kamach's not edible. So you make bread. So kamach of truma, and you make bread out of it. Why is the bread also mishum truma? Must be since it's all part of the process. But the kamach is like the powdered milk. It's not just part, it's not just because it's part of a process. It's not nifsal me'achila. It's currently in a stage where the way it is now, you practically you just couldn't swallow it. You could be kaisis chita. You could take kernels of wheat and sugar.
Even raw.
You could. There's such a muslim being kaisis chita. You can't be kaisis kamach. You know, because brothers is like that. You know? But that's what it's shahapo. Kaisis chita is adomish. Chita would be shahapo. Kamach would be shahapo. It's not really, that's not really a good din. What was the other case they bring down? Also, a similar thing they want to bring down when you cook something. It gets very hot. Yeah, but again, that's like the meat being frozen. It's not that it lost its time and it was nifsal. It's just a practical consideration. You can't get it in your mouth now. But l'chayr those things is not a right. L'chayr there is no real makar to say that this talit. I understand. I understand. Zuch, I'm not saying that the Hashem should change the policy and start accepting every ingredient that's processed with acid. If nothing else, it makes a shtikla chucha v'tlula, and it makes a rifya and say, you know, yeah, sure, all these ingredients, you know, because otherwise you'll everything. You're gonna match all the gels, all the yeast. You're gonna end up like that. I don't know, like a triangle cat. I don't know, but Number one is because it's a pizza's gap. You're stepping matter every process, every product that's produced from Chazir and the Velus and whatever it is, you're sort of going to have with an Eid Madhav. Second of all is that the Kubi, there's always chashashas that maybe there's still some time left, maybe they didn't add enough acid. Every time you're going to have to constantly check exactly what the acid level is, and did it penetrate all the way in. And there's going to be a lot of practical considerations. Also, with these cases, L'chaya, sai by the talich, and sai, even if you would say there's such a thing as tal, another thing, even if you would say like a such a thing as talich, L'chaya should be similar to the nisyavish, where you have the, it was the Chavos Das, the Sefer stuck out, that the only time you're going to say it was Chavos L'Kadmusa, it was when we get back to getting Tambosa. So when you have the Or Akiva, you dried it out, but then when you soak it again, and now it's giving a good meaty flavor, so then maybe I'll say it's Chavos L'Kadmusa. But if it's only going to be Tam Pogum Saruach, or if I say the gel of this plate is supposedly flavorless afterwards, and the rennet is just a sour, it's not giving any tam into the cheese, it's just giving a pool of maimon.
This is the fish gel.
Again, yeah, forget, we're not going with the use of Metzias at the moment. Going with Metzias, all other, everyone else brings down except there. Yeah. So then also there will be no hataritz here, it's not chayzel kadmusa. They also bring, some of the machin, the Yitzchok wants to bring, and the Chalkas Yankiv want to bring down. It's for the half from the end of the Chavos Das there in Kuf Gimel. Chavos Das and Kuf Gimel brings that even when something's nifgam, like Seor and Pesach, but since it's regular Chametz Ba'isus Acheros, so that still we also say it's not Pake Yisua. But I don't, you know, Seor, with his Chametz and Seor, both are the rice on Pesach. Chametz is bread, Seor is, it's usually translated as sourdough. What really is it? In the old days before you went and bought packaged yeast in the store, what did they do? What they did is they would take one loaf of bread, and if you're having some, let's say something, if your wife makes your own challah, so you leave it to rise, you're supposed to let it rise for as long as 3 hours. So if you leave it 2 hours, okay, the challah is not as airy and fluffy that week. If you leave it 4 hours, it's a little fluffier and it's not as sweet. If your wife forgot and left it out for 8 hours with it before she baked it, it tastes a little off, it tastes a little sour. If you leave it for 3 days, for a week, it would be inedible because it's so sour, but you'd have something that's mamish full of yeast. It would be a yeast. So you take a bit, what they used to do in the old days was they'd take a little pin, they have one dough that they'd leave sitting on a shelf somewhere, whatever it is, that would be for weeks or I don't know how long, and each time they'd make new dough, they instead of opening their package of yeast from the fridge, because they didn't have fridges, they didn't have packages, they didn't have yeast, they take a pinch off that dough, or I don't know how big of a piece you need, and they throw it in the dough, the new dough, and it would then add the yeast to the dough. So it was basically a hechatimsa to add yeast.
Yeast is a fungus?
Yeast is a fungus, yeah. And that's what makes the ferment rise. So, but the tzor itself is edible. So they say, the Chavos Das says, this is really bring the Lashon of Gemara, kina d'roi l'chame yeast is acheres, so it's not, it's still awesome. Even though it was nifka. So they say, so who are they here? Since they're really going on their case of the arcade. But since it's really to do something, even though it's not edible, but since it could do something, so it's also not going to be paka. I don't think that, most places don't hold that opinion. But I think the svar, there's a lot of reasons to be mahalik. Number one is, sa'ar be'etzim is over fermented dough. If I now put it into a fresh dough, it all becomes part of the dough. Now it just becomes a regular dough. So it's kibuch. That's a real chayzla kadmusa. It was dough. It got over fermented. It became now part of a new regular dough. So that's mamash chayzla kadmusa. There, I'm going to say kibuch. So since it's able to go back and be a dough and be edible as dough, as bread, so then it's not going to be paki surai. But here, the Chavos Das is talking. He's certainly not talking about our case. He's talking about sar.
I know, but I'm just saying. But maybe it shouldn't matter. It's not because, maybe the
Chavos
Das is saying, because
of
lice, you see it as an effect.
He doesn't say that. They're putting that in. He's talking about Sa'ar.
But he's saying, because it goes back to dough.
He's saying, because it's Rav L'Chametz Yisacheres. So they want to say, since the Chavos Das said Rav L'Chametz Yisacheres is also, even though it was Nifsal Mechilas Adam, and the Chavos Das was one of the Rosh Medam who spoke up before, something Nifsal Mechilas Adam was never Chazel Yisurai. But they say, but see, even the Chavos Das himself who holds it, something was nifsal miyachilus adam isn't chayzer. But he said, but if it tunes things life, so then it is chayzer. But they're taking the Chavos Das and shtelling tzu to something that I think is a much bigger chiddush than what the Chavos Das said. And l'chayr, there's a number. So that's one. Number one reason is that it sort of goes back to what it was originally, and this it makes cheat. It makes, but it never goes back to being meat. Number two is the Chavos Das Sa'ar was Nifsal Miyachilas Adam, not Nifsal Miyachilas Kelev. We never see that something Nifsal Miyachilas Kelev and is Roy Tatuayf Sam Pu'ula, even L'Chavos Yis Zacharis. If you have Sa'ar was Nifsal Miyachilas Kelev, I don't see that it would be Roy L'Chavos Yis Zacharis would make it Chayzel Yisurai.
They have
L'Chavos
Das Mefurash, they don't have L'Chavos Das Minyavik.
Yes, they don't even have L'Chavos Das. Also, the Chavetz Das. The Chavetz Das is talking about Isser, Chometz. The whole purpose, if you're talking about the case of Or Kavis Kshera, the Embossed B'chol, it's not going to be Negeah. Okay, that's not. Okay, the Maisa, we want to know about rennet from the Velus and gelatin from the Velus. We're not talking now about Fleisha as much. Another one, you could say by the Sa'ar. Okay, let's leave that. I'm not sure. That one I'm not so sure about. Fine. Okay, let's leave it. So, the Maisa. Most places don't hold this dim. It was basically Minchas Yitzchak and Chalkas Yankim were the only two who brought it. Not Chas Lebramsky, not the Achiezer, not Ramayisha, even though Ramayisha was Machmer on gelatin, and Misafik at least. So, but inside of the Mekis, obviously none of the Mekilim, and most of the Machmirim also, they didn't bring these to Svaras, and even none of them were brought them and were Madcha to Svaras, the dim into the Chavzat, but for other reasons than what I'm speaking of before. So the Horefin is the Lamaisa, L'chaira, L'chaira is very good reasons to be made side by natural rennet today, side by gelatin. The bottom line is though, frizzles, halacha Lamaisa, if nothing else, I should have put a Narmer Kernis, but there's a Shevet Lady Chilik Yud Simon Kuf Chof, who touched, they asked him on gelatin, I think it was Linyan gelatin. I think it was Linyan rennet or Linyan gelatin. I think it was Linyan rennet. But they asked him, today it's Nifsal and whatever. And I think it was, I forget who, I didn't look at the tshuva this time, I only noticed it in my, I didn't even have my notes properly, I had it in my chabura mentioned. I think that it was like the heads of Sheiris or Chug or whatever who came and asked him if they could use it because it's Nisam Yachila or Jevis. So he told them, I don't even want to talk to you about the sugis. Tachlis is when you're giving a hechsher, you give a hechsher an oifim that's l'chachila l'chol adeis, without any tzilufim and pipukim and then sakseikas and whatever it is. And what nice is today, you can get rennet and you can get gelatin from kosher sources. And it's not necessarily, and certainly with the rennet, it's not more expensive to get from the kosher source, even the gelatin. So why get, don't start telling me shtikloch teir and chaburas and tzilufim in order to be mad or something. That's not the way we want to hafshon. You have a shayla b'diyavid, we'll talk. But you want to know what should you give a hafshon? When you're giving a hafshon, insist on something that's me'ach is l'chadchil. So zichul l'chadchil, the ksherim, they should continue doing what they're doing today, but insisting that the gelatin should only be from ksheris and not from the velos, and that the arkeva that they use in kosher cheese should be only from microbial or artificial or whatever it is. But what's the most l'maisa by the gelatin? L'chayra comes, and this I'm still not 100% sure about, that's sure l'maisa, but I'm running a minute over, but I'm going to cut this short and we'll be finished in 2 minutes together, is it comes by medicine. It's very common to have medicines and pills and capsules that are gel caps. That basically the coating around the pill is made out of gel. And OU even claims that a lot of them are made out of pig gel, which is problematic for another reason, because Or HaChazer is Oyrei Kibsari. One of the main detail that the Achrayim told me, which I gather didn't touch you on, is in gelatin, again, very briefly, is that the rabbi said that, in Kutzari Pes, we said that the Atzamos Nevela Mitzarif Lehet, Mechaber Paskin, Ramon was Machmer, even then it was only a Chum. Rabbi says that Atzamos and Oyrus Nevela are Potter Avul Potter, Mashma Osir, and even on that Isser, which the Paiskin says, Drabonon, many Achrayim learn that it's only by Atzamos Rakim and not by Atzamos Koshim. If by Atzamos Koshim, even the Rambam would be Machmer. And at least Rav of that Tzomis being used for gelatin or kashim, and even the rakim, it's maximum shayla v'drabon. So that's l'chayra, fine. That's not going to help you by the chaz, it's not going to help you. If you're using or chaz, it doesn't help you l'chayra, because or yukim b'sari. Kind of the prima gola doesn't stop. But okay, l'chayra's posher, it shouldn't help. So what's going to, can you use melatachas? I get the shayla, pretty frequently, maybe once a month or so. Can I use such and such medicines? Varishvacha hafshir, doesn't have any hafshir, whatever it is. Lamaisa is the way it was Mekublani, and I think the way it still is that for something that's a real medicine, where you would see with Chaylish Ein Baisakana, that the person, number one, the person's sick. Number two, this is a medicine that heals the person. It's not some vitamin dietary supplement that some weirdo naturalists think maybe will help or whatever it is, so you can be Mekul. But if it's only these vitamin whatever, then you have to be Machmer if there's any Cheshash Yisra. If it's a borderline hachshus lemaisa, it's not derech achilasai, and it's first of all not edible, and second of all it's not derech achilasai. So there's room to be mekel as long as it's probably kosher mikra din. But if there's a chashash, it's mamish trade. So in other words, supposedly these gel caps, especially the soft gels, the only time soft gel matzias is the roy rubel the mamish treif. And if you're talking about something that's say an Advil, which it's max, it's for a mechush ba'alma maximum chaylish she'in by sakana. So I know the kublan is you tell people not to take it, or only to swallow it wrapped in a tissue or whatever it is, which is not so practical for most people, not practical. No, I'm saying so. But we're only saying on that when there's other tzirufim of chayr or whatever. So, but the mice is coming out of the sugi, chayr be'etz and jelim should be very kal. Even if it's from eris of chazirim or whatever it is, chayr of them says there it's also not in the siyavish gates and the soft gels. But the mice is just the fact that they add so much acid in the production, and I haven't found any solid makar to say that once something's nisul me'achil is kal from adding a lot of acid, that it's going to be chayzer l'kadmusay. L'chayr, there should be a makom if you were mekul there, but l'kach l'kublami, and I can't say I'm 100% sure on that I'm going to change the way I've been telling people until now. But l'chayr, there's a makom to be ma'ayin yaiser and see if there could be a makom to be more mekul. L'chayr talks in medicines. Since that's not something no one's going to get. Medicine companies don't say, oh, I want a hatch on a medicine, come tell me how to make my medicine. Foods, they do that, so you can tell them. Do use kosher gel. Medicines, you're more stuck. It's always at the end of the gashara.
You won't
even
say that.
And vitamins, maybe not.
You won't say that most medicines have triglycerin.
Right, the only thing is that most medicines have triglycerin and gelatin. Glycerin and gelatin are massive. So I was always told, if someone asks me tomorrow, that's what I'm sure going to tell them. Is that if you're not a chaylin, if not a real medicine, they shouldn't take it unless it's at least nominally kosher. Mm-hmm. But after going through the sukkah or whatever, so I mean why there isn't, if there isn't a mokum to be more mekel based on all the acid. And what?
Shlach
Asher. Yeah, if it's a Shlach Asher. I mean, probably call Shlach Asher. I even,